such a painful past. I don't care anyway. It ain't about your lips or your perfect hips. Maybe they're a-okay. Just shut up and rock. Oh, shut up and rock. Please shut up and rock. Or can't you just shut up and rock? So shut up and rock. Why can't you just shut up and rock? You really ought to just shut up and rock. Shut up and rock.
Of Atlantis was an island which lay before the great flood in the area we now call the Atlantic Ocean. So great an area of land that from her western shores those beautiful sailors journeyed to the South and the North Americas with ease. in their ships with painted sails. To the east, Africa was her neighbor, across a short strait of sea miles. The great Egyptian age is but a remnant of the Atlantean culture. The antediluvian kings colonized the world. All the gods who play in the mythological dramas, in all legends from all lands, were from fair Atlantis. Knowing her fate, Atlantis sent out ships to all corners of the earth. On board were the 12. The poet, the physician, the farmer, the scientist, the magician, and the other so-called gods of our legends, though gods they were. And as the elders of our time choose to remain blind, let us rejoice and let us sing and dance and ring in the new. Hail Atlantis!
To find home is a friend that is lying. No friend of mine. Now that I've been forsaken, no contenders to weigh in. Lonely hearts and their
who, while shoveling snow, wrote a song for Chris about her home state of Rhode Island. And Chris began to think differently, for they were in love. And so on this day, driving into Providence, Chris sang out,
"It's a great day.
WMFO
on the web at WMFO.org.
Leave room for your growth tomorrow.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can't go on together with suspicion. Say hello, would I still see suspicion in your eyes? But here we go again, asking where I've been. You can't see the tears are real, I'm crying. I have never
Joy to what you don't know. Just listen to me, do what I say. Town. She said, what do you know? Well, that's Slim Harpo. She didn't move her head. She didn't move her hands. She didn't move her lips. She just shake her hips. Woo! Do the hip shake, baby. 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 You do the hip shake, baby. Shake your hips, baby. Shake your hips, baby. You do the hip shake, baby. You do the hip shake, baby. Shake your hips, baby. Shake your hips, baby. Shake your hips, baby. Shake your hips, baby.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Just another Rhode Island ghost. Poor Nellie Vaughn, no grass grows by her gravestone. Wish she's waiting and watching for you.
Just another Rhode Island ghost. going. A time of wanting but not really knowing. We took the boat out of the water. Already missing my son and missing my daughter. Blue sky with white clouds rolling in.
This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
We'll place, I believe. You file yourself away to seize, or stop making free and ditch the plan. Come on now, on your command.
To wait a while. I'll stay.